Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Yeah, so I spoke to Shane Henderson today on our regular segment with Auckland Council, and I raised the issue of the America's Cup and some feedback that we had on a show from a couple weeks ago about the Onehunga Streets for People trial that got pulled early because there was big backlash from the community. There have also been protests on the development of the City Rail Link, which is in its fifth year of development, but businesses are feeling the financial and emotional toll in the CBD, and there was a protest on yesterday morning about that. Basically, the intersection of Victoria Street and Albert Street will be closed to cars for 2 years from the end of this month as construction continues, and there are fears that hardly anyone will survive. So I started off by asking Shane about this and if adequate compensation will be provided to those businesses.
Yeah, talking about a sort of an emotional toll, I think that's a sort of an interesting way of looking at it. The City Rail Link will be transformative for Auckland, and actually it's been in the planning stages since the 1920s in Auckland, and it's really desperately needed to upgrade our infrastructure. I mean, when you look at it, what happens if we don't do it? Then you'll get a full Britomart. You'll get people waiting and queuing outside the train station to actually get into the station to get on trains in the next 5 years. It's just not an acceptable situation and something we should have fixed a long time ago. But, you know, having said all that, there are people out there that are struggling. And in terms of COVID-19, things have really put a lot of pressure on business, and there's been an emotional toll, not just a financial toll. So I do need to acknowledge that. So yesterday morning, Central Auckland business owners, there were a few out there protesting outside the Auckland Council offices demanding compensation. So the Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff, has noted that there's already been $617,000 in direct financial support to support businesses impacted by the construction delays through the hardship program in the past.
And they're saying it's not enough.
Yeah, I would encourage Mayor and councillors to maybe look at that situation, but how long is a piece of string? I'd be really interested to see, you know, what is enough, what can be done. But yeah, compensation has been paid. And when you add the COVID-19 subsidies to that, that's another situation there as well. So yeah, I think we should have a bit of a look at it and see whether it is enough.
Yeah, I suppose it will be enough if people don't lose their businesses and their livelihood, won't it?
Yeah, and you know, let's put this in a regional context as well. Obviously, the CRL has been absolutely hugely disruptive. I mean, no one is disputing that. But we have had big disruptive situations in the past. I remember in my own ward in Tiatazu Road, that was 3 years of roadworks and not a single cent of compensation. So, you know, it is tough for people. I understand that, and I do think we need to look at it. But at the same time, we do need to look at this regionally.
Speaking of changes that have been tough for communities, I know it's not your area, but I did want to touch on the Onehunga low traffic neighbourhood. And I talked about it with Pippacombe a couple of weeks ago, and we had a couple texts in from people within that community just saying Auckland Council can't push roadblocks on a community that isn't on board. There were 75% of people against it. Now, this ended up getting pulled early, the trial. How will the low traffic neighbourhoods and people for streets be moving forward, taking this feedback on board?
Yeah, I think this touches on one of the difficulties that we have as decision makers, is that, yes, we do need to consult people and do that adequately, and we do need to listen to them. I think that's very important. But at the same time, there are the voiceless out there as well. There are people out there that support such measures, particularly young people and people that don't have a voice in this process traditionally. We need to do it in this in a holistic way and look at how everybody's feeling as best we can. So to back up a little bit, so the Onehunga trial was a trial, and it was always the intention of the project to gather data, receive feedback from the community and make changes and remove elements as they go. So in the spirit of trials, I think it has gone exactly how it could have gone, given that we sort of go into these things with an open mind. And I think that's what we should be doing. Mm. But this isn't the only trial. There's many trials across the region at the moment. There's one in Henderson Town Centre that I'm very familiar with, Takapuna being installed very soon as well. That's been delayed by bad weather. So the purpose of all of this, I think, ultimately is to get people to try and think of their streets a little bit differently. Obviously, safety concerns for pedestrians and cyclists and particularly young people, I think that's a big part of it. But also, how can we make streets safer and more inviting for people? How can we make them more social? I think those are sort of the things.
How's the Henderson one going?
Yeah, just like Onehunga, there has been some controversy and there's been some really differing and varying views in the community. So just like Onehunga, there has been some really, it's been really quite vocal, some of the opposition, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
There was a protest on the streets of Henderson on the weekend, surrounded by a couple of the business owners surrounding and have rallied sort of people around that cause. I think it's very important to acknowledge their very real feelings about this. And at the same time, you know, like I said, we do have to listen to these people and we have to sort of try and accommodate as best we can their views, but also look at the bigger picture of Henderson and the future of that town centre as well.
Absolutely, because we all want streets that work better for people, and in my mind that is more for pedestrians and cyclists and less for cars, and especially I think in the way that Auckland Council is moving forward. But to have your neighbourhood and your business area change around you, it's tricky.
Oh, it's totally tricky. I really get that. And yes, I agree with what you said, but I'd also add that, look, we're also got to build for the future communities. So Henderson's a good example. There'll be thousands more residents in that town centre. And if we're complaining about traffic now, well, goodness me, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse if we don't do something. So the point of it is to try and trial something, to have a look and see if it's going to work. I think we should be trying to buy into that as best we can, trying to stay positive, trying to change bits of the trial we don't like and keep the ones that we do like.
And moving on to the America's Cup.
Yeah.
So I hear Phil Goff is disappointed that they are looking overseas now that the offer from the government was rejected.
Yeah, it's disappointing. It was always Auckland's intention to attempt to host it again, and that, I think, shared by the government as well. The joint bid was $99 million, and that wasn't accepted. So, yeah, as you say, now they're looking at other nations to look at hosting it. Now, this isn't unusual from the America's Cup perspective. I mean, at one point, the landlocked nation of Switzerland won the America's Cup, and they didn't sort of do trailers in the backyard. They went off to Italy, I think. So it's not unprecedented, and it's not necessarily unusual, but it's something that I think a lot of Aucklanders would be really disappointed about, and I'd share that disappointment as well.
So is there still a chance that it could happen in Auckland?
Yeah, never say never, but my understanding of the offer from government and council is that this is the end of the negotiation, not the start, because
right.
I think people really do, they're really concerned about the ratepayers' dollar, and so am I. And we've just talked about sort of situations where people are really sort of concerned and worried and emotionally concerned, and I think that, yeah, we've got to be, at the end of the day, we've got to spend our dollar wisely.
And $99 million is a lot of taxpayers' money, and in a post-COVID society, or no, I can't even call it a post-COVID society, with COVID, that just adds on more pressure. It's not really sustainable.
Yeah, quite right. And the spending that's been looked at in the past in terms of what jobs will it produce and what economic development and activity will it produce. Unfortunately, COVID really hit into that argument. And it's not clear whether that's going to be a strong argument going forward either, in my personal view.
That was Waitakere Councillor Shane Henderson.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.